Shalom family, how y'all doing? Coming up next, I'm going to show you how I dealt with a false brother in a texting war. So stay tuned. This you don't want to miss. Let's go ahead and get into this message. What I'm basically going to do is I'm going to have y'all to read the scriptures, and I'm just going to tell everybody what was text. Okay?
Yes.
All right. So here it is, me and this brother. Actually, this brother, I'm not going to mention this brother's name out of respect for the brother. I don't believe in putting people on blast and all of those stuff. And I love the brother. I really, truly love the brother as a true. I tried to love him as a true brother in the Lord, right? I tried to have a decent relationship with him as I think would be pleasing to the Most High God. You know, we supposed to love the brethren, huh?
Kind.
And so anyway, let's get into the text, okay? So basically, one day, me and this brother, he contacted me, and actually, I texted him. I said, "How you doing?" And he texted me back. He said, "Can I call you later?" And then I said, "Kind." And so he texted me back. It was like, well, it didn't matter what time it was. So I'm just gonna tell y'all what he texted me. He said, "Hey, what up, bruh? What up, bruh?" So he sent, I sent him a video. I'm actually going to go to the video because I can't actually remember what the video was. Oh, the video is not available. It might have been on some equipment, on some something pertaining to music production, because I do a lot of my own music production. I use the Fruity Loops 20 Studio Edition. So I sent that to him, and then he said, "I'll call you after I leave the movie." So apparently he was out, you know, with his wife and the children, and they were out watching the movie. Cool, you know, spending the family time, right? So I said, and then he said, we can do it tomorrow. I replied to him. I said, "We can do it tomorrow, no worries." So he texted me back, "Okay." And then he texted me. He said, he said, "Hey, bro, I hope all is well with you and your family. Godspeed." So I said, "Okay." I texted him back, and I said, "I'm ready to help you out." He texted me back. I was wondering if you or your brother would let me download this software for a bill. So, now this brother, just so you understand, a little bit about this brother, I'd always felt like the brother was, you know, trying to, get over on me, right? He wanted to get something that I, you know, paid a fairly decent amount of money for, but he wanted to get it from me for little to nothing. Now, don't get me wrong, Israel, if a brother has been a true brother. If a brother has been a true brother, because I can recall, like, just so you know a little bit of history about me and this Ock, I had like several outreaches that I did. Now, this is when I was yet in Christianity. I'm in the truth now. I'm in the straight up truth now. I know I'm Israel, and I know we got the coming kingdom. So, And all of its splendor. Hallelujah. I used to invite this brother to come out, and I'm sure a lot of y'all can relate to this. I used to invite this brother to come out and support the work that I feel like the Lord was leading and guiding me to do for lost souls. And the brother would always have, he was a family man just like me, and he claimed that he was a Christian and he loved the Lord. Right, but I could never see it. I could never see it, and the relationship that we had as brethren, and I could never see it as far as like his love for souls. You know, he did like projects at home, you know, he did recordings, and but that's about as far as it went. He never went out and dealt with the community where I would actually see. Well, I remember one time he was part of a function. His uncle had a church, and here in the city, and he invited me out, and I DJed, you know, but I could never really see where he really stood for righteousness and holiness, where he made a stand. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we can be a chameleon and we can hide within a frame of Christianity or whatever we following, but we never really apply ourselves. We never really become that living word where people can see we serious about this. We in this to win this. It's either life or death for us. We going all the way or we ain't going at all. You understand what I'm saying? So I could never really see that about him. He was just like there, right? Wanting to get the fringe benefits from being there, but not really wanting to be in it to win it. So anyway, so he wanted me to give him this software for like little or nothing, real cheap. So I reflected on how genuine our relationship had been, you know, because when you're going to do something like this, when you're going to make a move like this with a brother or a sister, you want to know that this brother or sister, they really have been a true brother and sisters. The Bible even talks about a brother, you know, a friend loves at all times. And we're going to get into that. But I said, okay. I said, I gave him my Cash App. I said, when you're ready, I'll send you the download to your Gmail. And actually, I wanted, because of our relationship was not as deep as I had expected that it would go in the Lord, right? And what I mean by that is just him being authentic about the word, him being authentic about following Christ, right? I gave him a deal, what I thought was a deal. I told him, I said, you know, I'm going to get this to you for half price, right? Which I thought was an excellent deal because it's a beautiful piece of software, right? But, and then I sent him my Cash App, and then he replied back, yep. I mean, YELP, which I took that as, okay, well, he didn't like that, right? He, you know, it's like a kind of like off kind of response, right? Yep, you know? So it didn't really have much to say. So right there, I knew, I felt in the spirit that this, you know, his spirit was going off, right? He's going to the left, right? So I replied back, kind. You know, I didn't buy into it. I didn't say, yep, you know, and nothing like that. A lot, you know, because Israel, what you need to understand is that this is the point, right? When I responded back and I told him, when I didn't agree with what he wanted to give me for it, right? And he replied back, yep. Then that was a sign that, okay, get your spiritual guards up. Get ready, because you finna have a battle with the spirits, right? So this is the reason why we had to understand, we got to be able to spiritually discern things. We got to know where things are going based on a person's response, based on how they're looking, their facial expressions. This is all part of being a soldier in the army of the Most High. You see that? So here we go. So there's a lot that we're gonna be able to learn from this, Israel, and I hope that you're paying good attention. So anyway, so I said kind when he said replying to it when he said yep. And then after that I said in my text, I said, what's the verdict on the software, I? And then he replies back, I've been sick lately, feeling horrible. Just went to get tested. Keep me in prayer. I'm thinking, and he says something, FR, he was going to say, I'm thinking from. But the crazy thing is that, why didn't he mention that before I gave him that verdict? You see what I'm saying? He should have opened up with that. You know what I'm saying? He said, man, I've been feeling sick. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I'm just saying, you know, maybe this was a way for him to try to get me to bow down to what he wanted, as far as like, you know, maybe produce a spirit of sympathy in me, where I would just yield to the price that he gave because he was sick. People do those types of things, right? So, and Israel, I know that you can attest to that also. That's the reason why I thought this would be a good learning tool for us, as far as like how to deal with false brethren. You see, but we want to be pleasing the Lord, because remember, our blessings are tied up in how we deal. You see, that's the reason why you got to always be aware of your surroundings and how you respond to things. People are going to be looking to you to see how you respond, so they can jump on that bandwagon if they're not agreeing with what the Lord is saying. See, and now you're responsible for how their soul, their strength in their flesh, or their strength in the spirit. The Lord's going to get you for that. You see, so you got to always be aware of that. You got to always be aware of that. So I'm going to show you. So he says, I've been sick lately, feeling horrible. Just went to get tested. Keep me in prayer. I'm thinking from, okay. So, and then I replied, probably something you ate. That happened to me last week, and it did. I was kind of feeling kind of woozy in my stomach last week, right? So, and then he replies, doctor says symptoms related to COVID. And then after that he replied, probably because of shortness of breath. So, so I didn't doubt that. So then my reply was, because I actually did a special documentary on COVID, right? And then my reply to him was, I did a special teaching on COVID. It said, my reply to him on the COVID thing was, COVID is nothing but the common cold on steroids, that's really what it is. And then I said, make sure you have your wife to pick you up 2 gallons of orange juice with the pulp in it and a case of original chicken noodle soup. You'll also need some peppermints, because what peppermints do is peppermints open up your lungs. Anything peppermint or menthol, because peppermints have menthol in it and it opens up your lungs where you can breathe easier. Chicken noodle soup, the actual original chicken noodle soup, it has in that broth, it has a lot of healing agents in it. And then also with the 2 gallons of orange juice, vitamin C also helps you in a lot of ways, as far as like your immune system. It helps your immune system to restore faster. And because it does, especially if you have it with the pulp pockets in it, because it stores vitamin C in your body and then releases it at later times. Well, COVID is nothing but the common cold on steroids, because a lot of people have skipped getting their booster shots, and they should have never been getting booster shots. Booster shots do to the immune system what the what ibuprofen does for does to pain, right? If you get stuck with a needle and you even took a lot of ibuprofen, you won't feel that stick a lot of times. But you need to feel that stick, because you need to know you've been stuck. You see what I'm saying? You need to know now, as a result of you being stuck, now you're bleeding. But you don't know you're bleeding because you don't know you're stuck. So you see how that happens? See, so that's the reason why it's important for us not to get the COVID, not to get the booster shot, because if we get the booster shot, we won't know if our immune system is getting weaker or not. So anyway, I just want to throw that tidbit in there. But if y'all want to check out more, check out, I think it was called, what was the title of that? COVID-19. Just look up COVID-19, it should pop up. But anyway, so he replied, okay, when I gave him that advice. And then I gave him further advice biblically. A lot of times you being a friend with a ox or whatever, they need to also affirm what you said or the advice you gave with the word of God, because that shows them that we're still humble. A lot of times people, they want to listen to a humble person. They don't want to listen to you just because you're their friend. They want to know that their friend is humble still. You see, because if you even though you might be my friend in the natural right, if you walking around in pride, you can get me in trouble. You can get me hurt. You can get me killed. right? Even though you, my friend, I remember a situation when I was walking down Capitol Drive. I was going east, west on Capitol. And I was much younger then, like high school years, and I was walking with a so-called friend of mine. And I'm not going to, I'll say his first name, Phil. Okay? And Phil was, we were walking side by side. And as we were coming up on the corner of 19th and Capitol, there was a brother standing there with a stick, you know, stabbing it in the ground, right? So we coming up, and now Phil sees the brother, right? And he sees this brother, and apparently he knows this brother, right? And so we coming up on this brother and everything, and when we finally get up on this brother say, "Hey man, ain't you that nigga that got my cousin shot?" And he looking at Phil, right? And I'm looking at Phil. I'm like, I didn't say anything because I didn't know what was going on. I just kept my mouth shut, right? So he kept on talking to Phil and everything. And then Phil's reply was, he was like, "Oh no, man, that wasn't me, man. I have nothing to do with that, man. You know, you got the wrong person, man." He's like, "All right, man. All right, you show, man." Then he's like, "All right, yeah." He's like, "Yeah, man. Hey, I have nothing to do with that, man." So anyway, we kept on walking. After that, we continue on our journey. I'm looking back at this cat, because I don't know, this cat might bust some caps off or something, you know? So I'm looking back, Israel, and you know, that's a prime example of what I'm talking about as far as like a friend, right? A friend, the Bible says a friend loves at all times. So why didn't Phil, he's my friend, why didn't he let me know ahead of time what we were finna walk into? He seen this brother, right? Why didn't he let me know? See, this is what I mean by people can actually get you killed. When they walking in pride, he might have been thinking to himself, "I'm scared of this nigga. I'm going up with this nigga. Yeah, I remember this nigga." You know, he could be saying that to himself, but what about me? You see what I'm saying? See, that's how you know when someone is really operating in wisdom. When you considering not just you, but everybody, right? So I said that, you know, I just wanted to share that with you just to show you what a friend, a true friend, really does, right? Just to show you what a true friend really does, right? So anyway, I gave him that advice. He said, okay. And then because I cared about the brother, and I wanted to make sure I did everything based on my wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of cures, insides on medicines or whatever, I gave that to my friend, my brother in the Most High, right? Because that's what we're supposed to do, Israel. We're supposed to love our brothers. We're supposed to love our sisters. You see what I'm saying? We're supposed to look out for the very best of them, right? Not just when the sun is out, not just when the birds are chirping, not just when we got the nice warm breeze running across our foreheads, but when it's the thunderstorm, when it's the hurricane, when it's the tornado. Those are the main times that we need to be a friend. You see? So anyway, somebody give me Ecclesiastes 38, 9 through 10. So I actually sent this Akiam scripture to back up what I said as far as my advice to him, as far as getting healing.
Ecclesiastes 38, 9 through 10.
Come on.
"My son, in thy sickness be not negligent, but pray unto the Lord, and he will make thee whole. Leave off from sin, and order thine hands aright, and cleanse thy heart from all wickedness."
Now see, if he had been humble, if he would have looked at this in a humble way, he would have did what David did. He would have laid on his own bed, communed with his own heart to see if it was any wickedness in him. Because I don't know. We all go off. We all get in our flesh from time to time. I wasn't saying that he was in his flesh. I wasn't saying he's weak, but I'm saying because you're feeling sick, because you might think you got COVID, perhaps sin is somewhere in your life. That's all I was saying, Israel. I wasn't trying to put the brother down or anything like that. But we should be quick to reprove, rebuke, and exhortate our brothers. You see what I'm saying? This is our job as brethren, but we must do it humbly. You see, considering such a one, right? Okay, so let's and then what I did was let me see. I sent him a video on YouTube. I'm just trying to see what the crap. Oh, it must have been a video that I did because I got rid of that YouTube channel. But anyway, it keeps coming up, the video not available. So anyway, and then I put under the video, I hope you're feeling better, Ock. And then he replied back, yeah, by the grace of God, I'm feeling better. But I'm confused on your YouTube, YouTube download. You're going home soon? What is that? Oh, I remember I sent him a video. It was an instrumental that I entitled Going Home Soon, right? So he was confused about that. And then what I did was I sent him another text message to help him to understand, because you know the Bible says without thine getting, get understanding. I sent him another text message and it said the message is tied to the scripture at the top of the video. So anywho, it was like they weren't together, in other words, okay? So I thought, because it wasn't so much the message, but it was the music. I was hoping to, you know, because he makes music, I make music. I was hoping it made him feel better. You see what I'm saying? So, that's what Ox do. You know what I mean? Man, check this track out, man. Maybe you feel a little better. You know what I'm saying? Get you back up and running again, right? So then he replies back, oh, okay, check this out. This is what I'm on. So he sends me another video to counter the, to supposedly counter the video that I sent him, right? Because I think he's more or less looking at the title and not listening to the music itself, right? So he sends me a video, and this video was about a brother, all right, he was off, right, with his message. He was more like a conventional Christian preacher, you know, the ones that, you know, act like they care about the Lord but they really don't care about the Lord. They get up there and they just make a show and get in their flesh and run around and holler and scream and maybe say one scripture and don't give no understanding, or give their understanding rather. So that's the video he sent me. So my reply back was the quality of and then he sent me a video setup of his setup, his studio setup. And then I replied back and I was honest about it. The quality of the video is terrible. So I replied back, the quality of the video is terrible. So I could tell that the Lord was in this after I went back and read all of this over again, because listen to this reply. He replied back, now my end is crystal clear. I have a new iPhone with 3 lenses. However, with lower grade Androids, you should expect that. As a matter of fact, they use the same phone to edit professional moves. He's the movie, but I think he was trying to say movies. Maybe you should consider getting one. So right there, what did that sound like, Israel? Did that sound like pride? It sounded like pride, didn't it? Because when he mentioned what kind of phone he had, I knew that he was speaking from pride. Because why would you even mention you got the latest iPhone? See, it's easy to figure out a spirit, right? When you hear it, right? When you hear it, it's a spirit, right? And you know if that spirit is being prideful or if that spirit is being humble. He shouldn't even mention what kind of phone he had. Because what he was doing was comparing his type of phone to my type of phone. That was nothing but pride. So then I sent him a video showing him that my video quality really wasn't not bad at all, because I videotaped my little setup, right? And then my response under the video was, I think you should adjust it for low lighting conditions. It has nothing to do with being an iPhone. Here's my video on my Android with 3 cameras. So I had to let him know I got 3 cameras on my Android, and they're very good quality. And anyone who knows anything about video, they know about Rembrandt lighting. That's like 3-point lighting. So your subject has to be lit up from 3 different directions in order to get a good quality video. Or else you'll get a lot of pixelation, you see? So anyway, so we move on down, and he replies back, could be. I've been making awesome beats and haven't had the time to play with my phone yet. All I did was posted it in Facebook and got over 50 likes. However, I'll check it out later. So you see that none of that right there, he didn't have to put in, I got the 50 likes, I put it on, you see. But I accepted, right? I just rolled with it. You know, I wanted to keep myself in the spirit because the Lord is doing something here, right? Sometimes the Lord can be testing you, Akims, those that are walking in the truth, those that are walking in light. He can be testing you to see if you're going to stay in the spirit. And he could just be using this brother while this brother's in their flesh, right? And the Lord could be doing multiple things. He could be teaching this brother a humble lesson, you see? So you just never know. It's just best for you to stay in the spirit. You understand? But this test is for you. Every test is for who, Israel? It's for you. No matter what situation you're in, that test is always for you. And it's for that other person, for themselves. It's for you, for yourself. You see?
Fine.
So he says, I reply back to him after he states the 50 likes and the other stuff. I said, I got a message on my phone that it would be reducing the quality to send in a phone message. So maybe that's it. So I'm trying to come up with a solution as to why the quality was low instead of go back and forth with my brother, right? I said, so maybe that's it. You know, I'm always on top of my game in the technology realm. So, and then he replies back, and I'm on my way to take over and to expose the enemy through social media. So now I guess he's taking everything personal now when I'm just trying to have dialogue with this brother, right? So he says, I come back, I reply back, let me know if you need some company. I'm always down for a good demon slaying, right? So he says, yes, sir, right? So he sends me a link on Facebook after that. He sends me a link on Facebook. And it's this rapper, but it's all vainglory rapping. He's rapping about himself. It's like a Black Lives Matter rap. Right, in which we know that the Lord, he's not with Black Lives Matter. So this was like beating the bush, sending it to me. It really wasn't fading me, really wasn't helping me, wasn't edifying me or nothing, right? So I couldn't do nothing with it, right? Because it was beneath my level of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, right? But what I did was I checked it out. I did check it out, right? And this is what I replied back. I said, after I watched the video, I said, can you give me the scriptural breakdown on this video, Ak? So I was basically asking him, what did you get from this video, watching this video? That's just like us watching anything on TV, anything, right? Because anything that the enemy shows you through Hollywood, it's designed to do something to you in the spirit. They just don't get anybody and say, hey, you want to make a film? Here, come over and make a film. I'll support and everything. You just make the film. Now, you know what they do? They sit down in the think tank and they say, listen, we need a filmmaker that can steer the public in this direction with your film. That's what Hollywood is about, steering the population with films in a certain direction. Like, okay, for example, Lil Nas X, when he did that video, Riding the Devil's Private, right? That was to steer the population in a certain direction. You think that they didn't take time finding the perfect set, skull heads, a throne for the devil, how he's looked? You think they didn't take time? They took a lot of time doing that. Why? Because they want to accomplish their mission, right? So in saying all that, I said, because I'm a deep thinker like my father. The devil is a deep thinker, right? We cannot be productive for the kingdom of God, Israel, if we are simple-minded individuals. You see, we have to have vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. If we're leaders, we have to have vision for the people, right? So he says, and so his reply is, when I asked him, can you give me a scriptural breakdown in this video arc? His reply to me was, you would have to ask him. My question is this, because at this point I've seen that he was more of a follower than the leader. You send a video to your so-called friend in the Lord, right? First of all, if you're going to send me a video, why don't you understand what the video is saying? And if you don't understand what the video is saying, why are you sending it to someone? Because you can be leading them down the wrong path with the video and yourself too. That's why the Bible says, with all of thine getting, get an understanding.
Time.
Because
time.
Whatever you sharing with brothers and sisters, guess who gonna pay for that in the judgment? You sent a devilish video that you knew had no positive spiritual connotation to it. You sent it to another brother. You sent it to 50 brothers. And now, because that video caused them to be more lost than found, or drawn more to the darkness than to the light, guess who's gonna pay for that in the judgment? You are. And it was just sending them a video. Let me show you something, right? And so as he said, you would have to ask him. That showed me the level of understanding this brother was rolling with. So then I replied, his message is to whoever listens. You shared it. So give me the breakdown. This is my reply. So then he says to me, everyone has their own personal preference and assumptions about people. This has nothing to do with what I just said. And then he says, what they like or dislike about them. Who's right or wrong? Who should we believe or not? You know who that's, know who I thought about when I heard that statement? Pontius Pilate. What's truth? Right? So this brother is just getting deeper and deeper in trouble, right? As far as I'm concerned, right, with the Lord. And my understanding of the scriptures, and I know he's getting more deeper and deeper in trouble. He's getting himself he's digging a hole for himself real deep. So I says, that's the reason why it was my job as a brother, right? I say I love the Lord who I haven't seen, and yet the brother I'm dealing with right here, I love him, right? So how do I show the brother I love him? Dealing with him like I'm finna deal with him. Let me show you this, right? So I says, let me read all of this. So he says, I do know this. I won't indulge in any type of judgmental criticism whatsoever. I look at the message just as I heard yours for years, reading from different books. This is straight off the dome with no filter. I personally go deeper than that to where I'm looking at your audience and what they say about the messenger. But glory be to God, for he's equipping me to expose falsehood, Ak. So I'm like, this is kind of confusing, Israel. So I'm like, okay, so let's go back up. He says, everyone has their own personal preference and assumptions about people. So I wasn't assuming. I was trying to get facts based on biblical breakdown. You can always figure out where a person is coming from if you break them down with the scriptures. Like I said concerning Nas X, to the micron, you see? And I broke him down good, didn't I? You see? So everyone has their own personal preference and assumptions about people. Now, here he's saying everybody got their own personal preference and assumptions about people. When the Bible says that we're supposed to use wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We're supposed to use the scriptures in order to break down a person's spirit. Not to assume, because assuming makes an ass out of you and me, right? Okay, and we're not supposed to be going off of our own personal opinions. You see how he told on himself up here? And then we go down. And then he says, I won't indulge in any type of judgmental criticism. Does the Bible not say that we're supposed to judge righteously? Does the Bible not say that we're supposed to, that we're even going to judge angels?
God.
You see what I'm saying? So we see that this brother is nothing but straight up carnal minded, right? But we're going to keep on dealing with this brother, right? Okay. So I says, okay, you just said you're not judgmental, right? But you contradicted yourself because you're supposedly going off of what my so-called audience says without biblical proof. So he made up a so-called audience, or maybe people that he spoke with, without having facts. Let me show you how you can make yourself look like a fool. It says, without biblical proof, wouldn't that be judging me? You see how he just contradicted himself, Israel. He said, don't judge on one hand, but on the other hand, he judged. Then I said, based on what you're saying, you yourself are carnal, sold under sin. I have biblical proof on my statements. Do you? The Lord says that two men with disagreements should work it out with his word, because there's only one truth, but many opinions. That's the danger of Christianity, because he was still in Christianity. Okay, a religion created by the devil himself. And we know that because the image is Caesarea Borgia.
God.
Okay. So, and then I said, let's settle this in the scriptures if you can. So now I'm rolling with him in his folly, like Paul said. Let me roll with you in your folly for a minute. Okay. So I says, I sent him 2 Corinthians 13:5. Get that for me. 2 Corinthians, who got that? 2 Corinthians 13:5. This is what I sent to him. Let's see what 2 Corinthians 13:5 says. Whoever, it don't matter.
2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate?
See that thing? So what I'm doing is I'm setting the stage here to show who's being spiritual and who's being carnal, okay? Because whenever there's a debate, whenever there's confusion, whenever there's something going on, there's carnality. There's carnality in the midst. And you had to, in order for you to figure out who's being carnal and who's being spiritual, just got to keep talking. It's going to tell you. It says, then after I stated that scripture, it says, our love towards one another can only be rooted in the truth. Because both of us know there's no love in these streets. And that's true. We both know that there's no love in the streets, right? But yet, if one lies to themselves about reality and one faces reality, this is the type of outcome you're going to get. So it says, so if you cannot biblically prove what you stated earlier, it will remain empty and invalid. And I say this in love, in the love of the truth. This is how I fight against falsehood. This is spiritual warfare. Then I go on to say, I'll be waiting on your biblical explanation. Because what me and you think means nothing. Only what the Lord thinks. I go on to say, I want to hear it from you, no one else. So don't hide behind a video, because he's sending plenty of videos. So he replies back like this. He says, It's okay. They call Christ out of his name too. I'm really not offended by your words, brother. It don't bother me one bit. So go ahead and call yourself whatever you like. The truth is that I've known you over 10 years and you're still the same old person. The sad thing is that you always, had a spirit of pride and stubbornness, and I couldn't understand it until the Lord revealed to me that you're still hurting from your past. Now here, the brothers, this is a tactic of the devil. Whenever the devil begins to lose, he starts to play dirty. This is a tactic that he uses. So all I had to do was keep my composure and stay in the spirit. And in the end, Israel, you're going to see how when you have been, when this is the reason why it's important for you to study the word. Because whenever the devil begins to lose, he will always try to play dirty. He will always try to play dirty. That's his last trump card, okay? But he didn't realize that I was ready. It says, the truth is that I've known you over 10 years. Now, I could have got carnal. I could have got in my feelings. The times he didn't show up. The times he said he was going to be there to support me and he didn't show up. He didn't come out and support his brother. Right? I could have did that, right? But let me show you where emotions can destroy us. There's a place, there's a time for us to be emotional. That's in prayer before the Father. That's when we're someone's sad, a brother's sad, and we come to comfort a brother and be sad like that brother. Or that brother's rejoicing, and we rejoice with that brother. Ain't that what Paul said we should do? Let me show you. Let me show you something here. So it says, the truth is that I've known you over 10 years, and you're still the same old person. The sad thing is that you always had a spirit of pride and stubbornness. Israel, have I been exemplifying the spirit of pride and stubbornness in this conversation? No. But this is what I'm saying. This is how the devil doesn't care, right? He just wants to win. And I couldn't understand until it, carrying on with the text, I couldn't understand it until the Lord revealed to me that you're still hurting from your past. So if you know a brother, if let's say it was that, is this helping me what you're doing right here? You see, we should never throw up in a person's face their past if it's not helping them. If you're using it to teach, that's okay, but watch how much you use. You can use it to teach to show them where they've come from. Or how they've embettered themselves, right? For positive purposes. Or for teaching purposes. To show them what they need to do. You know, reprove. You see? Exhortation. Sometimes you need to do it to rebuke, right? But we see that this brother is not being spiritually minded. He wasn't spiritually minded from start to where we are right now in the conversation. So we know that he means there's no good meaning behind what he's stating here. Okay? This is how you spiritually discern Israel. It says, I couldn't understand it until the Lord revealed to me that you're still hurting from the past. If it's hard for you to forgive yourself, maybe you should consider real men of God praying for you. I guess he's trying to say that he's a real man of God. Instead of you fault finding, I can't fathom or imagine how it feels or how humiliating it feels to have committed adultery and be mean, nasty and full of pride. See that? See how the devil is just, he trying to find everything on you. You see, that's how the devil is. That's why, Israel, you must confess your faults one to another. Cause when you have done wrong, and you try to hide it, right? The devil sees, oh, that's what I can use against him. You see, when he sees you trying to hide that thing. But when you openly confess it to the Father and you openly confess it to your brethren, yeah, I made mistakes. I've done things that I regret in the past, brother. You know what I'm saying? And you confess one to another, right? Then well, how can the devil use that to blackmail you? This is where pride takes down the children of Israel. Because we don't want to admit there's something wrong with us. We had faults. We had sins. This is what destroyed the Christian church. Let me show you. You got all kind of stuff in the Christian church. And I'm not going off on that. I'm dealing with what's happening right here. Okay? But this is what destroys bodies. This is what destroys relationships. This is what destroys families. Let me show you. It says, let me go back. I can't fathom or imagine how it feels or how humiliating it feels to have committed adultery and be mean, nasty, full of pride. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Leave my friend alone. He will be meek and humble, rather he won't, whether he wants to or not. Now I'm like, are you hearing this, Israel? So here it is, this brother has been nothing but negative toward me up to this point in the conversation, and then he wants to rebuke, say, this is the ridiculousness behind Christianity. This is a prime example of how Christianity deals with a brother when they think that brother is hurting. Who wants to deal? This is like an enemy dealing with you. And they're trying to pray for you and help you out at the same time? Isn't that an oxymoron? Let's continue on. So my reply to that response was, Akim, are you trying to exercise reverse psychology on the man of God? So now I put a little sense of humor in there, right? Because I see what the devil is doing and I'm not shaken by it. Why? Because I spiritually prepared my soul for this fight. And that's what you got to do, Israel. You have to grow up and you have to be leaders. Yeah, the devil might catch you off guard from time to time, but that's why you continue to train. You train harder. You train longer. You see? And this is how you're able to overcome these types of battles. Because like I said, we had known each other for over 10 years. So you can imagine if I would allow myself to get into my feelings, can you imagine? 10 years? Can you imagine that? A brother, a false brother who just been hanging around for 10 years, never really being a real true brother. Can you imagine how I would have got into my feelings, things I would have said, things I would have been thinking about doing, all this stuff? Check this out. It says, Akim, are you trying? I said, Akim, are you trying to exercise reverse psychology on the man of God? Come on now. You know it would not work on me. I'm looking for scripture, brother. Scripture. Your words are empty, right? So then I send him Proverbs 12 and 15. Proverbs 12 and 15. Then after that, I sent him Proverbs 21 and 2. But let's see what Proverbs 12 and 15 have to say.
Proverbs 12 and 15.
Come on.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, Israel. And this is what he was exemplifying. He was exemplifying that he had that foolish spirit on him. Whenever you have a spirit on you, it makes you that thing. If you got a foolish spirit on you, if you living out a foolish spirit, you a fool. If you living out a prideful spirit, you're full of pride. You're a prideful man. That's the reason why the Lord said to Peter, Satan, the Lord rebuke you, because he was being Satan, trying to keep him from finishing his mission that the Father sent him to do. Then after I sent him Proverbs 12 and 15, I text him a question mark. He didn't have no reply. Right? Then I sent him Proverbs 21 and 2. Proverbs 21 and 2. I sent him that one.
I haven't finished Proverbs 12.
Oh, I'm sorry. Finish Proverbs 12 and 15.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise.
See? What's that counsel? That counsel could have been me or just going right to the scriptures, right? Because I was being scriptural. He could have listened to what I said concerning the scriptures, or went and got it and read it along with me and said, you know what, I got to repent. You know, I got to repent. I was wrong. Because we let the Lord be the judge. You see? But he's revealing what type of spirit he's operating under. And this had to happen so I would know that I was dealing with a false brother, right? Because I kept giving him the benefit of the doubt over the years. I kept saying, you know, this brother, he gonna come around. This brother, all right. I was being a true brother to this brother. Looking past his faults. Giving him the benefit of the doubt. You see that thing? Give me Proverbs 21. And these are the type of friends that when you in that hellfire, you gonna be in such anguish knowing that you had a true friend. And you didn't do him right. Come on, give me 21 and 2. People that God actually put in your life to be a blessing to you. Give me 21 and 2.
Proverbs 21 and 2.
This is going to be the torment. This is going to be the torments that we're going to be going through. Like the Bible said, the worm dieth not. These are going to be the torments that we're going to be going through in that flame. We're going to be thinking about all the blessings the Lord surrounded us with to show us heaven. But we just didn't pay attention. Come on, Proverbs 21:2.
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes.
See that? Come on.
But the Lord pondereth the heart.
See, the Lord is watching. What is the heart? The heart is the mind. The Lord is meditating on, the Lord is watching what your thoughts are and how you're acting them out. You might think of going to the scriptures and settling this thing between you and this brother and making it and allowing it to end in a peaceful way. Or you might be thinking of the scriptures, but you might be acting it out carnally. That's what he did. He was thinking of scriptures. He wanted to be a spiritual brother, but he was acting it out carnally, wasn't he? You see what I'm saying? So there's two types of brethren. There's the false brethren and there's the real brethren. Now I'm going to show you. Read Proverbs 21:2 again for me.
Proverbs 21:2.
Because this is a good teaching tool. Come on.
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts.
When you're born, the Bible says we're born in sin and we're shapen in iniquity. What is that iniquity? Everybody's opinions and thoughts about us except God's. And this is how we get shaped into a little devil. Because we go with what they think about us, and we don't go with what the Lord thinks about us.
Con.
This is the danger. This is the danger. See? So if they're not following the Lord, you better not follow them. If their life is not giving glory and honor and praise to the Lord, you better not follow them. So Proverbs 21:2, read that again.
Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart.
Now at this point, when I sent him that text message, at this point, I'm feeling like the Lord is winning this thing. Because listen to what this brother said. Take care of yourself, brother. I'll be praying for you and your family. So now he's being humble by the power of the Most High. Because what is the power of the Most High? His word. Now, if I had have been talking me, talking what I think, saying one scripture and talking for an hour for what I think, there would have been no power in that whatsoever. It would have been 100,000 text messages done here. Let me show you, okay? So after he said that, I said, the Lord is not hearing your prayers. I had to tell him this, right? Even though what he said sounded good, it sounded like a nice thing, I had to be honest with this brother, because if I didn't be honest with him, I might as well not even be talking to him at all. I might as well not even be a representative of the Most High. I sent him James 5:16. James 5:16. This is what I sent them, Israel. And sometimes your job is going to be hard in the Lord. You're going to have to tell, you're going to have to reprove so-called friends. You're going to have to rebuke so-called friends. You're going to have to exhort sometimes friends, which that's the easiest thing to do, right? That's like giving them advice and they saying, oh, thank you so much for that advice. I appreciate you, but I love you, brother. Okay? Or sister or whatever. But, okay, let's read what, let's listen to what James 5:16 says.
James 5:16.
Come on.
Confess your faults one to another.
Confess your faults. See, he was being prideful. He was trying to dig up something on me, which he couldn't dig it up because I already dug it up and put it on the ground and showed everybody, hey, I did this. I confessed for it. Nobody can hold it against me because the Lord cast it into the sea of forgiveness, never to be brought up nor remembered. But whatever he's forgiven me for, so long as I ain't turned back on it, it can't ever be held against me no more. See, that's what happens when you let the devil, when you hide your sin, the devil, he just keeps that on standby for when he want to frame you. That's why we have to confess our faults one to another. And then what did the devil have on us? Read that.
James 5:16.
Get Matthew 3:7-12 ready. Come on.
Confess your faults one to another.
Confess your faults, Israel, one to another. Come on.
and pray one for another.
And pray one for another. Come on.
That ye may be healed.
That you may be healed. Come on.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Your prayer cannot be effectual and fervent if you hide in sin. If you hide in sin, your prayer cannot be effectual and fervent. And even if you do have a false brother amongst you, like this false brother is toward me, or false sister or whatever, and they try to throw your past in your face, it's not going to affect you. It's just going to cause you to grow closer to the Lord, to show you got to be even more careful with brothers and sisters now. That's a blessing. Rather than you going down the road thinking that they always going to have your back, they always going to be there for you, and they're really your enemy. But if you prepared for the enemy, you ain't caught off guard. Like the Bible says concerning Jacob and Esau, trust not thine enemy. If you choose to trust them and the Lord then warns you, okay. Give me Matthew 3:7-12. It all comes down to, are we going to believe the word, or are we going to follow what we believe? That's what it all comes down to. Self-righteousness or righteousness, the righteousness of the Lord. That's what it all comes down to. What you going to trust in? Come on.
Matthew 3:7-12.
Come on.
But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance.
I had to rebuke this brother, come on.
And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father.
We all came from Abraham, but you're not the seed of the promise if you're not obeying the Lord. Come on.
For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
Which means your life doesn't matter. Your life is insignificant. Come on.
And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
And every man is symbolic of a tree. Every man is symbolic of a tree. And the fruit that you bring forth is going to tell whether you're a righteous spirit or a wicked spirit. Come on.
I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Like fire shut up in the bones. Come on.
Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner.
See, the Lord is the one that's purging it. Lord is the one that's fanning them flames. He the one that's going to make you set you ablaze in the Lord or not. He the one that decides how on fire you are for him. But that's why we have to stay in the word. We got to keep things scriptural. Because once we get off on the carnality, our flames get low. The Lord is not able to fan them. The Lord is not able to blow on them with the Holy Spirit. That's the wind. You see what I'm saying? That fire also. Come on.
But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
See, when you on fire, you gonna burn up the wicked with how you bringing them scriptures. You burning them up. The Achims in the camp say, let me cut this devil. You see what I'm saying? Come on.
That's it.
Okay, so let's go back again. So I'm handling this brother with the flames of the Most High. I'm burning him up, right? I'm burning that devil out of him, right? So then he comes back. He says, even Satan knows scripture. Matthew 7:22-23 says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils? And in Matthew 7:23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now this brother, see, this goes to show you the madness of Christianity. Here this brother is, most of what he said was carnal. And now, as a last hope of in defending himself, he comes out with scriptures. But none of these scriptures apply to nothing that I've said, because I've stayed in the scriptures from the start. So how is it that I'm being carnal?
Gone.
Gone.
I'm even the one that initiated saying scripture. I started it out scripturally because I wanted the Lord to have the last word and him to have the final outcome of where this thing will go. I wanted him to decide, right? So it says, I agree with him. I said, true, I said, but this particular passage describes Christianity to a T. I said, and all of its other harlot sisters that come out of their Catholic mother. So basically what I was trying to show him is that I understand what you're saying. I know what you're saying. I'm trying to show you the little history that I understand. And then I said, do some research, Ark, and you won't be confounded, right? With all thy getting, get understanding. You should be humbling yourself and learning right now. You should be humbling yourself and learning right now. This always gets me when I open up this text like that. Let me see where to. Okay, you should be humbling yourself and learning right now, like you did when the Lord sent you my way years ago when I was driving bus. But once again, you have put your foot in your mouth, not considering the will of the Most High, because this brother used to get on my bus. We used to have talks. I did it with everybody. I did it with sisters. I was like if any Akians are listening to this broadcast, that's like a public servant. If you drove the bus, you know you had to be some of everything on the bus. Sometimes you're a doctor. Sometimes you're a lawyer. Sometimes you're a counselor, right? Sometimes you're a teacher. Sometimes you wear many hats as a bus operator, right? So he used to get on there when he was still out running, you know, in the world doing his thing, and we would have conversations, and I would share with him things that I thought the Lord was wanting him to know about his life, right? So anyway, just so y'all know that. And then I said, you think you're right because you walk in pride, not exercising yourself in the scriptures like we're commanded, right? So then he replies back, the Lord put me in your past because no one else will stand against you and expose that bitterness and selfish pride. It's a shame, man. All of that just because I sent you an inspirational video of one of my brothers. The same exact thing that I've done with your video. None of my friends criticize. Let me show you. Hold on. None of my friends criticize or try to find fault. You have a rear end that stinks too. Bruh, you're not better than anyone else. It wasn't me who done wrong. It was you who done wrong to your family. Let me show you something. Now, this is another cop out here. Right, he's being backed into a corner with the scriptures. So now he's fighting out like some kids throwing a tantrum. You see what I'm saying? Trying to come up with all kinds of stuff instead of dealing with, because how this started was, all I wanted to do was him to give me a spiritual breakdown of the video. And all of this was stored up in him. Right, that he should have been. The Bible says if we have a fault with one another, we're supposed to go to that brother. We're finna deal with it. So here it is. After he said all of that, I said the only thing I asked you to do was give me a spiritual breakdown of what you got from the video. You are so entrenched in what men feel and think that you rarely exercise scripture. We are the leaders of our nation, and we are called to use wisdom when sharing knowledge of all sorts. Even the Lord himself says, prove him. We are to try each other to see what angle each is coming from and to see if we are still in the faith. Like I said before, Christianity is false. And if you are still following it, the Lord doesn't want us to fellowship because that's falsehood. You see that? So this is why it was such a big issue. That's the reason why the Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And the video, and then I go on to say, and the video wasn't inspirational to a man trying to walk in the spirit. Maybe the one walking in the flesh, it's no different from a Black Lives Matter march. The Lord is not with Black Lives Matter. Then I went on to say, Then Jacob's trouble begin. When Jacob's trouble begins, you will see what I tried to tell you is true. But then it'll be too late. And then I go on to say, 1 Corinthians 4 and 38. 1 Corinthians 4 and 38. Bring that out for me. I'm showing y'all how to prevent. That's the reason why we got to know who we rolling with. We got to know what they believe. We got to know what God they trust in. We got to know if they agree on scripture. We got to know all this stuff. Because if you walking with a brother and this brother thinking something totally opposite than you, or you ministering to somebody and this brother, he's standing back there like, man, I don't like the way he talking to that brother. I don't like the way he dealing with. I don't like the scripture he got up on that brother. It all just makes the spirit weaker. You see, that's the reason why the Lord said, you got to know to whom you serving him with. You see, that's the reason why Paul, he could not take Barnabas with him to Rome. Because Barnabas, he cared more about Paul than he cared about Paul's mission. It's the same thing that happened to Peter. Peter cared more about Christ, his fellowship with him, than his mission that he came here to do. That's why the Lord had to rebuke him and call him Satan. You see what I'm saying? Because we have a mission to do in this life. And anyone who stands in front of that mission, they become an enemy of God.
Con.
Now give me what you got. 1 Corinthians 14 and 38.
1 Corinthians 14 and 38.
A friend, the Bible says, loveth at all times. A friend, like I'll give you an example. Paul dropped Barnabas, and who did he pick up? He picked up Saul. No, it was Paul, and then
Timothy.
No, who took Barnabas' place?
Silas.
Silas, yeah, thank you very much. Man, that's what I'm talking about. Silas, see, that's the flow of the spirit. See that? You in the spirit. So Silas was his replacement, right? Silas agreed with the mission that he had. You can't roll with somebody who disagrees with your mission. They're a hindrance. You see? And this brother has been a hindrance. He said 10 years, right? He's been a hindrance for 10 years. Come on.
1 Corinthians 14:38.
Come on.
But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant.
See, I had to let this brother be ignorant. Because he's not spiritual. He's carnal-minded, sold under sin. Right? It said, and then he calls me, then he texts me back. Now he's getting real, real ghetto and real carnal. He says, you're dealing with someone who's relentless and anointed, and you're starting to bore me with this self-righteous spirits. You're trying to be everybody else but yourself. One minute you're a Jew, then next you're an Israelite, next you're gonna tell me you're Jesus Christ himself. What do SMA stand for?
Shake my head?
Okay, yeah. He's shaking his head, right? See, I gotta show you, I'll be texting, I'm doing all this stuff a lot. Shaking my head. 10 years ago, you were, let me see. 10 years ago, you were just a man of God. I don't know how many friends you have or who's influencing you, but you changed, dude. I still love you, though. Maybe your street ministry is not really that effective, especially if you can't relate with people from all walks. Okay, Israel, let's deal with it. And then he says, how many followers do you have, Israelite? Okay, so that right there was disrespectful to the nation right there all by itself. Okay, so that shows you that the brother, he's got some serious issues. He's very carnal, you know, and he's walking in self-righteousness. He's walking in the spirit of pride. Because it's all about him. If you're not pumping up him, then you ain't with it. You ain't with the program. Okay? So I replied back to him because none of this stuff is really fading me. Because at this point, I didn't already figure this brother out. He's simple to figure out. The devil's simple to figure out. The devil don't want to do nothing but kill, steal, and destroy. Right? But a lot of times, the children of Israel, the children of God, they will... We will try to find the best in a brother or sister. We will try to see them, see the best in them. And because they are so destroyed, right? Deuteronomy 28, because they're so destroyed mentally, they can't even see the light. They can't see a little smither of light. We are that light. That's the reason why here we have to be prepared to reprove, to rebuke, and exhort. Not just exhort. Because a lot of times we be afraid we're going to lose. Like I said, even when it comes to a good woman, if you lose her, because you're being what God called you to be, then she wasn't that good woman for you. That's the bottom line. So don't be afraid to lose nothing that was never yours, Israel.
Con.
Right?
Con.
So my reply to that was, where is the scripture? I said, the just shall live by faith. Give me 2 Corinthians 5:7. And then you give me Romans 8:7. 2 Corinthians 5:7. I hope I'm helping some of Israel out there. I hope I'm helping some of Israel.
2 Corinthians 5:7.
Because we're in a world of technology. We're doing all this texting. We're doing all this emailing. We're doing all this video chatting and all this. This is what we should be doing when we come up against a battle. Come on.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
We walk by faith. The people of God are to walk by faith, not by sight. This brother is walking by sight. That's why I said, if we both were walking by sight, can you imagine how this conversation would have turned out? How negative it could have got? You see, that's the reason why we can't afford to walk in the flesh, even when you're dealing with family members. You see that? Give me Romans 8:7.
Romans 8:7.
Uh-huh.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
Uh-huh.
For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be.
So as long as this brother stays carnally minded, we're basically enemies. We enemies texting one another. That's basically what it all boils down to, okay? So it's senseless for me to think in my mind, this is my buddy, this is my homie, this is my friend. No, he's an enemy right now. He's an enemy, right? Spiritually, he's an enemy, right? So he texts me back, oh, I got it. You're trying to build your fan base. That won't work either. I guess since you grew your beard out, you feel like Moses, a Jew, a Hebrew, or what? Just don't turn into a woman. Okay, so my reply to him was scripture. Scripture, right? Give me Romans 8:7. See, because now the devil is showing his true colors. This is what's going to happen with Esau. The closer we get to the end, he's just going to say, oh, the hell with it. I am the damn devil. What? I don't give a damn about you damn Hebrews. I don't give a F. What? Yeah, I killed your ancestors. Yeah, what? Come on, Romans 8:7. Give me that. This is what's going to happen. The closer we get toward the end and we stay in the truth, the devil's going to expose his true colors. He ain't going to hide no more. He ain't even, as you can see here recently, what kind of commercial did he do? Has Satan in the park with a little Edomite girl. She's smiling up at him. I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, the Lord. And then what did he say about 2020? He said it was a blast. You see? They showing us the real deal. We better wake up, Israel. Give me Romans 8:7. Romans 8:7. Give me that. Oh, what where do we leave off at? Oh yeah, I said scripture. Who got Romans 8:7?
Romans 8:7.
Come on.
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
The carnal mind is enmity. Brother, you basically my enemy right now. You my enemy because you are not letting the word speak. You're not letting the word solve the issue that we have going on right now with this text battle. You are being carnal. You want to win the battle. You don't want to give the battle to the Lord. You see? Come on.
For it is not subject to the law of God.
It ain't subject. Come on.
Neither indeed can be.
That's why he couldn't get on the bandwagon with scripture for scripture. That's why he couldn't break things down. That's why he couldn't solve the issue between us. And we settled the matter and we become stronger brothers together in the Lord. That's why I never got to that point. So I said, come on now. I know you can do it. I said, come on. I know you can do it. Where were you before you became a Christian? A Muslim? So now I'm asking him, where were you before you became a Christian? So because the Bible says that we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory as knowledge is revealed. You see, the Lord is the one that opens up truth to us. We can't just go out here and we couldn't have just went out here and figured out that we were the true Israelites. The Lord had, because we have a devil that hid knowledge from us. It's just like the Apocrypha. The Apocrypha was taken out by the Roman Catholic Church. And you telling me I could have just been an Israelite from birth, knew who I was. See how ridiculous this brother sounds? How simple he sounds? You see? See, Israel, this is how you had to deal with simple brothers and simple sisters. You had to deliver the truth to them, because this is what's going to set them free, and this is what's going to keep you free.
Con.
Give me, yeah, and then I said after that, I said, let's not be petty, y'all. The Lord is the one who reveals things, not us. Scripture, please. You see? So then he says, follower of Christ. Follower of Christ. Follower of Christ. And if it wasn't a sin, I would say, let's settle this through a diss track about each other. However, I would hate for it to go viral. Do you wear a robe and walk in sandals too? You see this? So, I mean, how edifying is this spiritually? You see what I'm saying? I'm done. I'm doing nothing but delivering scripture. Give me Deuteronomy 29:29. I'm going to show you how this going to end. Deuteronomy 29:29. That's the reason why you have to not get in your feelings. Remember, this battle is the Lord's. Every battle between a brother and sister, it is the Lord's. It's never take it personal. Never take it personal. Deuteronomy 29:29. Because the spirit, you know who's really running this? Spirits. You might be in the flesh, but it's the spirit in you that's running you. And it's the spirit in that brother or sister that's running that brother or sister. So it's not, it's never you. Never is it you. That's why we have to yield. That's why we have to always acknowledge that there is a spirit realm going on. There is a war going on. Come on. Deuteronomy 29:29.
Deuteronomy 29:29.
Uh-huh.
The secret things belong unto the Lord, our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
See? See that thing? It's revealed in its time unto us as the Lord sees fit. You see? It's revealed, which means it was at one time hidden. So that goes right back to what the brother said earlier. What did he say? What did he say? Where's it back? Where's it at? He said, I guess since you grew your beard out, you feel like Moses, a Jew, a Hebrew, or what? See, and just don't turn it to a woman. But see, that shows that he was just being carnal again, right? Okay, give me, and the Lord didn't get no glory. He didn't get no glory behind it. That's the whole purpose of you doing, working for the Lord, that he gets the glory. Not you. If you get in the glory, you're losing, right?
Gone.
I serve the Lord to win. I serve the Lord to get the kingdom. That's why we, man, I'm telling you, people, better stop playing, Israel. Read that Deuteronomy 29:29. It's going to mean you being cast into that lake of fire and not getting the kingdom. Deuteronomy 29:29. This is for men. This fight is for real men and real women. And it ain't got nothing to do with how buff you is or how fine you are as a woman. Come on.
Deuteronomy 29:29.
Uh-huh.
The secret things belong unto the Lord.
Because the true beauty and the true buffness is how you are handling situations. Not being lazy. Come on.
The secret things belong unto the Lord, our God.
Uh-huh.
But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
So my next reply was, you don't embrace your nation, so why would I waste my time? You don't even embrace who he is as an Israelite, right? I could see doing that if you love the gospel, but clearly you don't, because all that's coming out your mouth is your words, not the words of truth. And then he says, there you go. Come back to earth, man. People will have to be stupid to follow a man who has a bottle in his left hand and a Bible in his right hand. Okay, so he's talking about me drinking. The Bible says that we can drink moderately. I did drink beer, but I stopped drinking beer because it gave me a headache. So that was a sign to me the Lord didn't want me drinking the beer no more. But when I drank, I never had more than one or two, and that was at home. You see? And now I drink wine because the Bible says that I can drink a little wine. See that? So anyway, so this is my comment to him. So what are you saying? Is it a sin to have a drink? You drink yourself. Don't be a hypocrite, because I know for a fact that he drunk, right? But he may not remember that I drunk, right? But if you notice, I never threw anything up in his face about him the whole conversation, personally. Watch this. It says, 4 months clean, homie. This is his reply back to me. 4 months clean, homie. So that means he drunk, right? 4 months clean, homie. What happened to your posse when that brother got shot? Now he's on something totally different. Now it's how I care about people, things that's going on in our community. Listen, look at this. I'm telling you, the devil, he plays dirty. He plays dirty, right? But you have to notice, when you notice, you're prepared. It says, 4 months clean, homie. What happened to your posse when that brother got shot and killed by the cop? I thought he said, I didn't have no followers. But he said, posse. He said, I got a posse. See what I'm saying? I said, where was your nation? He said, where was your nation when this brother got shot? Let me go back. Where was your nation when this brother was facing the National Guards with women and children? Were you guys out there, or were you behind television screens? Check this out. This is my reply to him. I can honestly say that you have never truly showed the love of God. So now he was trying to throw me off and get on something different, and I said, oh, come on back. You ain't getting off of this topic. You ain't getting off the topic. You're a false brother, and I'm going to show you that you're a false brother. So he's trying to run from the reality of what he really is. See? So he said, don't start getting sweet on me now. You woke me up. Told you that I was relentless. So, okay, so now I see he's trying to get that carnal thing going, right? I'll tell you, we got some simple people in Israel. Okay, so give me Wisdom of Solomon 14:31. Wisdom of Solomon 14:31. Well, I'll tell you, the devil is a liar, man.
Wisdom of Solomon 14:31.
Uh-huh.
For it is not the power of them by whom they swear, but it is the just vengeance of sinners that punisheth always the offense of the ungodly.
See? So he's being punished. He's going through punishment in his spirit, man. He's trying to escape it. You see what I'm saying? Read that one more time.
For it is not the power of them by whom they swear,
uh-huh,
but it is the just vengeance of sinners that punisheth always the offense of the ungodly.
See? So he's digging his own hole. I said, read the scripture. My kindness is not weakness. You see what I'm saying? So I was humbling myself to him. You see what I'm saying? But he's digging digging a deeper hole for himself. And then he says, sound like a soap opera. I'm looking for backbones, lions, not kittens. So anyway, I come back. Now I'm like, man, what is this dude talking about? And then I says, okay, it's awfully funny you didn't have anything to say when my message aired earlier, because I sent him a message. I sent him a message and a personal text message. And then I commented after that. I said, you had plenty of opportunity. You see what I'm saying? But see, this is showing you, Israel, that there are a lot of false brethren out here that are just faking the funk. They rolling with you. They part of your posse, but they're not for you. They're not for the Lord. For the Lord and for you either, right? It says, I said, you had plenty of opportunity. Then he texts back, I'm lost again. Now, how am I supposed to know something about that? Didn't I send you the video? That's how you're supposed to know. Anyway, I text back, I'm willing to have a live debate on any issue anytime you're ready, right? Because a true man of God, a true lion of Judah, they don't back down from no fight spiritually. I said, I have invited you to plenty of things in the past, but you hid in the shadows like a little kitty. And then I said, I will send you the link. I will send the link to you and let's see what you have to say about the message. So I sent him a link. It was a message, I guess I did. And then I said, and please leave your comments under the video. Don't text me. And then he says, yes, speak in my language, especially when we say I do, but never did. When it comes to marriage, backstabbing the one who your God sent you type of debate. Okay, so I guess he's trying to say at this point is rid of our backstabbing. So let's see what's going on here. So I text him back. I don't know what you're talking about, I. Marriage, backstabbing? Help me out. And then he texts me, he says, let our wives and friends be a part of this debate dealing with adultery. Oops. Well, gotta go now, to be continued. So I guess that time his wife was probably coming in the room and now you want to run, right? So I texted him back. I said, I've invited you and your whole family over to my house, but you let your insecurity take over and it never occurred. I said, you need to fast. What? You don't want your family to know you're having a debate with me? Don't run. And then he says, wrong again. When you came by unexpectedly in the past after she told you that I was not here, she never did trust you then. Before I go, I got one question for you. Do you walk around with your head wrapped up too? I'm curious. I mean, if you're a drinker and cussing with three different Bibles in your hand, where are your followers? Who can speak on your behalf? I've only known one friend that you had years ago on the phone. Now, how is this brother? Now, Israel, no, this don't make no sense to you, what he just said. How is he supposed to know all the friends I got? And then he says, never mind, bro, peace. So you could tell this brother, he just saying stuff now. He's just being sarcastic. Okay, so here I reply back, but you're the one who told me to stop through whenever. Don't you remember? So he did say that. He said, you know where I'm at. You can stop through D. You can stop through. And then he replies back, has nothing to do with after I spoke to you. You forgot, didn't you? Shaking my head. Anyway, I was trying to hear you and your kind guys. See how sarcastic he's getting? Kind guys, right? Okay, so this is the type of sarcasm that we deal with, Israel, when we're dealing with false brethren and false sisters. So this is what we have to prepare ourselves for spiritually. We gotta always be spiritually minded. All right. So I sent him the next test. I said, see, you think you're wise, but you're not. He that has friends must show himself friendly. That's through sharing the love of the truth. What you think is a friend is in all actuality an associate. Where are all of your godly friends? Where are all your godly friends? I will label you an associate because you don't possess what is required to be a godly friend, right? I'm ready for that debate with the family present. Get your Bible ready. Then he texts back, they really wouldn't want to hear you talk. You can quote scripture all you want spiritually, but no earthly good, homie. Okay. So then I text him back. I said, see, I knew you would get cold feet. That's what you have always done, scared to stand for truth. The Lord can't use you. Luke 6:32 says, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. When you're ready to be a warrior, let us know. His love is not in word only, but in deed. And then I sent him another text, video. And then he sent me back a video. And then that was later on. Okay. But that was the end of the conversation, Israel, when I said, his love is not in word only, but in deed. So Israel, the moral of this story is you have to prove a brother or a sister in the Lord. You can't just call someone your friend. I even disagree with get off of Facebook, because Facebook is actually a snare to make you think that everybody who befriends you is your friend. It's a snare. It's a trap. They should be labeled associates. You only have a few friends in this life, Israel. Get off of that platform and meditate on the people of God and God's word. And with that, I'm going to bid everybody shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.